necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And welcome to an end of work week Friday edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Maybe not the best way to get your news, but certainly not the worst. Hey, our Hanksters online having fun in the comments section already, no doubt.
Oh, boy.
Living it up on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Streaming live for the world to see.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Well, they're avoiding a wedding and avoiding court now. An update yesterday for Dak Prescott and his once-fiancée, bride-to-be. Of course, they called off the wedding, which was actually supposed to happen like right around now. With about 5 weeks to go.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. Sarah Jane Ramos and Dak came to a custody agreement on their two kiddos. Got a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Wow. Oh, so sad.
Yeah. One day before their scheduled court hearing. So they got together and they did the whole resolving the stuff and coming to terms outside of court so they don't have to show up today. They're good at calling off things and avoiding things at the last moment.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, per the filing, Prescott and Ramos, neither one of them are unable to remove their daughters from the state of Texas without consent and permission from the other parent. So that, in part, probably means a no-trade clause for we're stuck with them for at least 5 years.
Tariffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're put tariffs on the babies.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
Congratulations to the happy couple.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Probably.
If it's in Texas. Okay. So what do you do to prepare for the wedding of the year, which they will not be happening? Yeah. You call in the SWAT team. Of course. Sources say Travis and Taylor Swift are doing some high-level planning to keep everyone safe, including marksmen and specialized units. They're saying this is a necessary level of protection because when you have this concentration of wealth, celebrity, and advanced information out there, it can create a scenario where planners have to assume the worst case situations and plan accordingly. Now, I don't know. We heard that it was going to be in Rhode Island. Then they said New York.
New York.
Yeah. Now we were saying the entire estate. I didn't know she had an estate in New York.
She has an era.
Yeah, I know.
Several of them.
Did it come with an estate?
Well.
Because I'm in my fun era, and it did not come with a fun estate.
Snipers at a wedding, huh?
Everyone's invited.
I don't think so, dear. Yeah.
Be careful with the chicken dance.
Is it to keep people out, or is it to keep Travis in? Let's get you up to date on some science news of the week. Scientists believe they may have found a new state of matter.
Oh.
So now we're going to have to change the American flag. That's great. New technology announced it can pull clean drinking water out of thin air, even in the desert. Now, they say it's a proof of concept type thing. It's not scalable at this point. But with the water crisis nigh upon us. Mm. And we are, of course, all things water.
I like big buckets. She knows.
And when it comes to the president, actually, Dr. Oz, who's in his administration.
Love some Dr. Oz.
Said that President Trump believes that drinking a lot of Diet Coke has kept him cancer-free. The idea is that if Diet Coke can kill grass, it also eats battery acid.
See?
It can kill cancer cells.
I like it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
No word on what Robert Kennedy thinks of it. He was clubbing a mongoose.
I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm more Team Coke Zero.
Ah. Mm-hmm. It is a big thing if we end up with a Dr. Pepper Zero in the house. Let's just say. Yeah.
Is that an issue?
She loves it.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. No, no.
Does she drink it?
She will fight to the death to protect that thing.
Oh, okay. I get it. Oh, wow. So she's not always
there you go.
She does have fun stuff. That's good. So, remember that Playgirl cover for Lorenzo Lamas that went viral after news of his relationship with Heather Locklear broke?
No.
Okay, well, we talked about it. Obviously. Yeah. I can't believe you're not reading up on old Playgirls, KB.
I'm behind.
Well, it's not just for him. Turns out,
being in front.
They're both smiling on the cover.
Oh.
She's in a bikini. He's wearing a black Speedo, as you do. And it's really strange to see because it was 40 years ago. they did just go public with the news that they're madly in love, or they're together, whatever it is. They also introduced their adult children to one another. Things are moving along.
Did they show them the covers?
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Okay.
That would be odd.
CinemaCon is going on right now, and this is when all the movie studios truck out all the famous people, and they say, here's what we have coming.
It's a new car.
And get ready for Top Gun...
Number 3!
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they're going to make it a trilogy, which I guess would... Yes. And then Tom Cruise will be a part of that. He's also going to be in a movie where, and I'm not sure exactly all about this... He's going to be completely bald and extremely hairy. Mm. And I'm a little surprised he's allowing that to happen. Also, The Mandalorian and Grogu trailer, Toy Story 5 will be coming out. I had Tom Hanks and Tim Allen up there. Game of Thrones movie, Spaceballs 2, A New Avengers. And then Jamie Lee Curtis will take over the role of Jessica Fletcher in a Murder, She Wrote movie.
Really?
A movie of Murder, She Wrote.
Interesting.
Yes. So you can fall asleep in the theaters just like you do at home.
Seriously.
R.I.P. Angela Lansbury.
Ah, so we all love to go see America's pastime in action. But let's face it, sports are always better with ice cream. And at Yankee Stadium, tickets are going fast, and not just to see those players who are tied for first place. There is a brand new mini dessert chicken bucket. It's got two vanilla ice cream drumsticks that are wrapped around chocolate-covered pretzels. I can't really wrap my mind around that. But then they just throw it in cornflakes so it actually looks like a chicken drumstick, even though it's ice cream.
Whoa.
Comes in a souvenir bucket, because what doesn't? And really, I think a bargain at $11.
Go Rangers. Go Rangers.
Wish, I want to get that nacho hat.
What do you call a hat that's not yours?
But I'd have to bring it home with a Dr. Pepper Zero to get it through the front door. Hey. And then in a recent survey, 19% of people out there believe they are psychic.
Ooh.
Yeah. But 19% of you already knew I would say that.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.